previously on Algoa FM. On Algoa FM, it's Acoustic Elements and Jimmy Nervous. Brand new song, it's called Rebel Heart. It's 7:40 with Wayne Lee and Charlie T. Now, the Nelson Mandela Bay Business Chamber, they're launching phase two of the Bay of Opportunity Initiative. Now, last week, we spoke to Denise Van Hastien about phase one, which saw the launch of the Skills Development Desk. Now, phase two aims to unite businesses and stakeholders in positioning the Bay as a prime investment destination. A key component of this phase is the newly established Trade and Investment Desk, which will proactively drive investment interest with the backing of Rand Merchant Bank and BDO. Joining us in the studio to discuss this further are Peter Nienaber, Sector Head of the Automotive, Logistics and Industrial at RMB, and CM Tembu, who's the Managing Partner at BDO Nelson Mandela Bay. Good morning, gents. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good. All right. We'll start with you, Peter. RMB and BDO support for the Bay of Opportunity Initiative comes from Johannesburg, the head office's perspective. Why is there this strong interest in the Bay, and what makes you believe in its potential?
So I think there's two specific reasons. So personally, I'm born and bred in the Eastern Cape.
All right.
My family still stays in the Bay, and you know, I think there's a bit of responsibility to give back to the city where you were born and the city that raised you. But more from a business perspective, I head up our automotive and industrial business. So we've got a lot of clients in the area. We've got a lot of business in the area. And attracting new investment into this area will selfishly just be good for our business.
Absolutely. Sia, welcome.
Thank you.
It's good to have you here this morning. What are the key elements being launched as part of phase two of the Bay of Opportunity Initiative?
I just want to quickly maybe just go back to phase one. I
think
as part of phase one, there was the launch of the Trade and Investment Desk.
Yeah.
I think that was basically the birth of the Bay of Opportunity, where we were reminding and also revealing to those that didn't know that Nelson Mandela Bay is the hub of manufacturing, is basically the choice for the investors. But now with phase two, we're looking at two things. I think one, we need to understand that we live in the world of technology and we live in a global world. So we need to be able to connect potential investors in other parts of the world to Nelson Mandela Bay. So that's when we then the idea of creating a portal came into birth. Thanks to S4Work, then decided that they're going to get involved in terms of designing the portal for us. Also, as part of phase two, we're going to be launching an ambassadors program where we're basically just sending a group of ambassadors out there to the world to say, go and speak to the world about what we're doing in Nelson Mandela Bay.
Peter, investor sentiment is a key factor in the decision making. Do you think we as locals do enough to actively promote the Bay's potential as it is?
Yeah, I think it's a valid point, but I also think it's a problem that we generally have in South Africa. So I think as residents of the country, as residents of the city, we are all very quick to complain and you know, the city and the country doesn't always make it easy for business.
Yeah.
But I think we all have the right to complain. We all should complain. We should always be activists to try and build a better society for our children. But sometimes we need to roll up our sleeves. We need to put our head down, do a bit of work, and start building that place that we want and that place that we want for our kids. And I think, you know, working with a chamber, that is exactly what Denise and the team is doing. They're working with business. They're working with government in the area and really building this business around the Bay that can make it a better place for our children and a better place to live in.
Yeah. You mentioned you're from the Eastern Cape, now residing in Joburg, am I right?
Yes.
See, however, you're not from the Bay. However, you've got this passion and commitment for Nelson Mandela Bay. What's fueling this passion at the moment?
Yeah, that's correct. I'm actually originally from Durban in KZN.
All right.
But I actually studied here at NMMU.
Okay.
Back then it was called NMMU. So I must say, when I left about 10 years ago, I was very, very frustrated, Peter. Frustrated the fact that, look, I'm in this city, this metro, it's so much potential.
Mm.
But for some weird reason, it felt as if its people did not see the potential. I got a chance through BDO to obviously then come back to Nelson Mandela Bay and also also to then work with the business chamber to basically be able to assist in basically, again, preaching the good news and making sure that the people of the Bay and everyone else in the rest of the country, they do understand that, look, we are blessed to be based in the Nelson Mandela Bay and to have all of the facilities and the potential that this Bay has for everyone.
Peter, you've referenced Seattle as an example of what Nelson Mandela Bay could
Seattle.
Be. Seattle, yes. Can you elaborate on this comparison and what lessons we can take from that?
Yeah, so I suppose it's a bit of a hypothetical, wishful comparison that I made. So the story goes that in the 1990s, Jeff Bezos started Amazon. And in 1994, his business had grown so big, so he had to find a head office for his business. And his heart was set on building a business in California, and that's where he wanted his head office. And he had a trip to Seattle, and he met with the ambassador of Seattle, and this person took him around and took him downtown. And we walked through the Seattle streets, and the streets were falling apart, buildings were falling apart. There were drugs being sold on the streets, and it wasn't a great place.
Very similar to the New York story as well, because
100%.
New York City many many years ago wasn't the place it is now.
CB.
Yeah.
But what changed was the person that he spoke to told him about the incentives that there were in Seattle to invest in Seattle, and told him about, you know, the benefits of being there, close to a harbor, massive harbor, big warehousing space. And that changed his mind. So he decided to move his head office to Seattle. And he was the first company that established a large head office in Seattle. Roll that forward 30 years, and Uber has got an office there, Microsoft has got an office there, Meta's office, the Google parents' office is there. House prices has increased significantly. There's a lot of investment into the area. And I suppose a comparison is what I said to Denise when we spoke about this trade desk, is ultimately we're trying to attract investment, but you never know when that one investment can completely result in a step change for the Bay and a step change for the area. And every single company that we speak to, every time we promote the Bay, we need to think that one investment that comes in could be that investment that has a step change.
Yeah, that's super exciting, and that could happen to this city. That's what we want essentially to happen to the city.
Thinking positive.
Yeah, I know. We have to think positively. All right. So what happens today? We're launching phase two. Where do you go from here? And what happens?
From here, we actually then go to S4 Work offices. That's where we're going to be launching. I think the launch is starting at 10 this morning.
Right.
I think, like I said, we're launching the portal and also then the ambassadors program. Some of our ambassadors are going to be joining us to basically then share their story and their passion and the reason why they wanted to be part of this wonderful program.
Yeah, it is a wonderful program. Jen, so thank you so much for joining us this morning. If folk that are listening right now would like to find out more information about this opportunity and the initiative, where can we go? I'm assuming Nelson Mandela Bay Business Chamber website and also the social media accounts as well.
Yes, we will also obviously via social media be sharing the link to the portal. I think that's where from now on you'll be able to get all the information. The nice thing about the portal as well, it's going to be an interactive portal. So it's not like you go there for information purposes. Mm. But if you want to schedule a meeting with the guys at the chamber, you'll be able to do that. You'll be able to get more information and also be able to interact with other members of the chamber.
Mm. That's awesome.
Very exciting. All right, so Peter and Sia, thank you so much for joining us, and Algoa for breakfast. Good luck for the launch today.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.